Brooklyn's Radio.
Well, I'm really excited to say that I've got a lovely guest in the studio with me right now, and she runs, in fact, she's the manager. She's the main person in the Walton and Hersham Food Bank, and her name is Nina Mallion, and she's here with me now. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for asking me.
And I'm sure there's other things you could be doing than sitting in a very hot studio, although you have got a fan just behind you.
I've got a lovely fan behind me, keeping me nice and cool. I've got a bottle of water. All is good.
And I suspect you've got lots of fans out there listening to you as well.
Well, I'd like to think so.
That would be good. Nina, thanks very much for coming in. Let's just not assume any knowledge. What is a food bank and what's its purpose?
A food bank is quite simply, well, put very basically, it's a store of food. It's a supply of food that's been collected, it's been donated by the public, and then it is run by a team of volunteers, and that team of volunteers give food to people that need it in times of crisis. So if anybody's experiencing a problem, which means that they don't have sufficient money, available budget to buy food at that point in their life, then we can help them out.
How long has your particular food bank been in operation?
The Walton Hersham Food Bank has been in operation since 2013, so just over 3 years now.
And have you been involved in it all the way through?
No, I came into the food bank in March last year.
Uh-huh. Yes. And did you come in at the manager level, or did you work your way up, Nina?
I'd like to say that there's a big career path in this world, but there isn't. I came straight in. I am, in fact, the only sort of person within the food bank who is a paid member of staff. Uh-huh. But I am very lucky, and the food bank is very lucky in as much as none of the funds that we raise go towards paying me. I'm actually employed by a charity, a local charity, a fantastic charity called Walton Charity, and they employ me for the purpose of running the food bank. So I'm like on secondment to the food bank. So it means that, as I say, none of the funds raised, none of the fundraising that we do, none of that goes towards paying anybody's salary.
That's quite important in today's climate, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
Well, that's fantastic, and well done, the Walton Charity. You've been there for about a year and a half from the sound of it.
Yeah.
How is it growing? Is the demand for the service growing? What measurements do you keep? I mean, do you know how much stuff's going in and out?
Oh, we certainly do. Yes, we keep quite accurate records. It's important that we do. We are part of a network of food banks and called the Trussell Trust. And part of that is that we, part of our system is obtaining information about the clients that come to us and the reasons that they come to us, how many times people come to us, and how much food we receive, how much food is donated, and how much food is received as a donation from the public, and how much food we give to clients. So everything, we keep very accurate, strict records of
you
everything.
Sound like you've got some fascinating statistics there.
Yeah, actually, we've got a few statistics that, I mean, I can go on and on, which I won't do, but we know exactly how many people we feed on a given period. It's important to monitor where we're at. What we would like, of course, is to look at those numbers and see those numbers go down. Because our purpose in life is not to actually be there, it's to actually get rid of ourselves altogether and not have to exist. But unfortunately,
so the obvious question is, are they going down or are they going up?
They're going up.
They're going up.
Yeah.
Substantially?
Well, we found that last year versus the year before, so 2016 versus 2015, the figures did kind of level out. But I've actually sort of drilled down further, and the statistics for the sort of first quarter of this year have significantly increased from the quarter last year. So we thought they were levelling out, but they seem to be peaking again.
Okay.
So
I'm keen to understand the infrastructure. You've got premises?
Well, we have one building which houses our food, and then our actual food bank distribution is carried out in two churches, and they kindly give us those premises for free. We don't have a rental to charge for those. So we operate from a church in Hersham, St. Peter's Church in Hersham, and we operate from St. John's Church in Walton. And we have four food bank sessions per week. And as I say, they are within the church buildings, and we fortunately aren't charged any kind of rental for using them.
Well, that's fantastic. You've got a low cost base is what I'm hearing here.
We try as much as possible. We do pay a rental for our food storage, but it is quite minimal. We used to pay a lot more. We used to have commercial food storage premises, but we've got our own bespoke storage now, so that's much more cost effective. We have insurances to pay like everybody else. We have basic admin costs, but we keep our costs to a bare minimum. It's important that we do.
Where does the stock come from?
The stock comes from the public.
I imagine it comes from big supermarkets and things like that, but it doesn't.
Most of our food comes from the public. The public are extremely generous, and they donate to us on a regular basis. I've got the statistics of the amount of food. We received nearly 11 tons of food from the public last year. It's been phenomenal.
Do you give guidelines on the kind of food you want?
Yes, we do. I mean, the food that we receive and the food that we issue is all non-perishable food, so ambient food. It has to be. We can't manage the potential waste that would come if we were receiving fresh food. If we receive fresh food, the chances are it would be right on its use by date, and we would have to get it distributed immediately. So we only take in ambient non-perishable food, so tins, packets of food that can be used to create meals, but it is a temporary fix for hopefully a temporary crisis.
Yeah. Tell me about your wonderful volunteers. How many people have you got supporting you?
We have, the number fluctuates, but we have about between sort of 35 to 40 active volunteers any one time. They are a superb bunch of people. Without them, we could not exist. We are always looking for new volunteers. So if anybody's listening that has got some time to give, all of our food bank sessions operate within the working week. And we don't look for lots and lots of commitment. A couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours a week, or even a month would be great.
When you say 3 times a week, which days?
Our food bank sessions operate on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, but they only operate for 2 hours each session.
Okay.
And we have a team that also work in our warehouse, our food store, and that opens for 2 hours per week. But if somebody has a few hours a month to give up that they would like to give to us, then that is great. Some people just go on a rota, and they maybe do, you know, one or two per month, and that is fantastic.
Tell me, can anyone just turn up and say, I need some food? I mean, just knock on the door? Is that how it works?
No, it doesn't work like that. We have to have very strict procedures in place. It's important for us to protect the generosity of the public that give the food to us, the people that give their time for the food bank. It's important that the service that we offer is used properly and is given properly. So no, people can't just turn up. They have to be referred to us. We don't make the decision who gets the help from us. It's not our decision. The volunteers don't make that decision. People are referred to us. So it's frontline professionals, people like GPs, health visitors, social workers, schools, children's centres, Citizens Advice Bureau. They see these people who are in a crisis. They have a conversation with them about their crisis. And if one of those things they can help them with is give them a food voucher, then they give them a food voucher. They bring that to us, and then we redeem that for three days worth of food.
So to all these people you just mentioned, GPs, etc., you're a valuable resource.
Yes, and we are used a lot. Our main referral agency is the Citizens Advice Bureau. That's a fantastic organisation, and they refer a lot of people to us, as well as obviously helping people with other areas of crisis, like, you know, debt advice and debt management. That's a really important area.
Tell me how people can help you then, Nina, because this is great work, and it sounds like all the effort goes straight to the front line, to the user, without being swallowed up in costs on the way there, which is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me how people listening right now could help.
There are three ways that people can help us. First of all, quite simply, they can donate food.
Yep.
and our food can be donated. There's a number of supermarkets locally in Warton, Weybridge, Hersham that have collection boxes. We have one that's in Waitrose in Hersham. There is also one in Sainsbury's in Warton, and they can simply donate food to us.
Okay.
We also rely on donated funds to pay our costs. We keep them to a minimum, mm-hmm. but we still have them. So donated money is a great thing. We need it. And also, if people can give their time as volunteers. That's really important. Without that, we wouldn't exist.
Well, that sounds absolutely fine. I've learned so much just listening to you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there a website people can look up?
Yes,
yes.
We have
a
waltonhersham.foodbank.org.uk. If you just Google Walton and Hersham Food Bank, you'll find it very easily. There's a website. There's a link there which shows how to help, how to donate, how to contact me in the office if you're interested in volunteering. All that information is there on the website.
Nina, you and your team do great work. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Brooklyn's Radio.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.